Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
She's back! Look! Miss Dynamite, Lady Rampage, is back gracing our screens. On a Thursday, I couldn't be more delighted. Not just because Steph is back here on Wrestling Daily. I haven't even really spoken to my friend properly since her American adventures. I cannot wait to dive into it. Steph, how are you?
Oh, well, obviously I'm really sad because I'm back. Not because I'm back on Wrestling Daily, because I'm back in the UK. I'm super sad about that. But I'm super happy as well. I have a lot to talk about, and it's lovely to see you again, Alex. It's been way too long. It's felt so weird, you know. But yeah, I'm really glad to be back, and it's nice to see all the viewers again. Hello, everyone. I hope you missed me. I hope things weren't too nice without me around.
We all miss the Steph Chase. Listen, it is going to be, we got some news about a departure in NXT, and no, it's not Kyle O'Reilly or Johnny Gargano, actually.
Unfortunately.
Yes, although I'm sure we will be talking about those departures soon.
I thought you were going to say, although they can keep Johnny Gargano, that's what I was going to say. Right back with the spice.
Yeah. Where's that fan? It's winter, but you bring that the fan.
Oh, God, man. Do you know where the fan is? The fan is in a bin in Chicago after it got wrecked with Dynamite. So I've ordered a new fan, but it got wrecked at Dynamite.
Until then, I don't know. Like, look what I've got. It's a drill. We're gonna drill down. It's not really a drill. It's my kid's drill. But we're gonna drill down on some hot
just
topics.
A weapon live on air.
Yeah. Just whipped it out. Listen. NXT news, we're going to talk about our respective trips. You guys are in for a treat right here on Wrestling Daily. Yeah, we're back. The Dream Team is back on Thursday nights where we belong. Let's jump into the titular news just because I want to get to Steph's Chicago trip sooner rather than later. Well, and Minneapolis. The girl was traveling. Yeah, I was in New York when you was in America as well. We were
crazy.
Globetrotting, Steph, is what we
I
were
I know.
Doing.
Crazy. Wrestling Daily on the road. We should have done
I know. What was great is that you saw Sid, SB3, in Minneapolis, and then I saw him in New York. Mm-hmm. All these link-ups, tremendous. Mm-hmm. But let's kick off with the titular news. It's Beth Phoenix, Steph, who is going to be leaving the black and yellow brand, I guess. Yellow brand? Whatever it is these days.
It's butter brand.
I hesitated because I was like, I don't think it is anymore. It's rainbow. Either way, Beth Phoenix will be departing. And she did say, ahead of War Games, I wanted to share that this Sunday will be my final night in NXT, while I will remain a part of WWE's, ergo, I'm under contract, I made a choice to step away from the weekly broadcast booth to spend more time with my family. This was not an easy decision, as I've loved my 3 years plus and 135 episodes of NXT, and I'm incredibly proud of the brand. I'm grateful to Rick Joseph, Wade Barrett, Nigel McGuinness, Tom Phillips, Mauro Ranallo, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Michael Cole, and the entire NXT family for this amazing opportunity. NXT will always be a part of me, and Aunt Betty will always be a part of NXT. Leave the porch light on for me. It's a shame, because I thought Beth got a lot better the longer she did it, Steph. personally. I tell you what, though, I didn't realize she'd been doing it for 3 years. Wow.
I know. I didn't realize that either, which I guess is a good thing because she still kind of feels fresh.
Yeah. Do you think that's like the pandemic time thing where, because, you know, the last 18 months, 2 years has been so weird that all time has just meshed. Ugh, I don't know. Maybe not. But either way, I feel like she'll be missed, basically, on the NXT brand. She's obviously still under the WWE umbrella, so who knows what that means? I saw some speculation the other day. Basically, you know, anyone who gets into a feud who has a partner is like, oh, my God, you know, the Miz and Maryse in it. Maybe it'll be Edge and Beth. Yeah, they were saying the same with Seth, right? Oh, Becky and Beth. And like any woman you talk to in WWE always says, you know, if you're like, oh, what dream matchup? All of them say Beth. In my experience, they all say they'd love to wrestle Beth. So I wonder what's next for her, Steph.
Yeah, I wonder. So if she wants to spend more time with her family, I don't really know what kind of role she could take other than maybe some kind of mentor role that meant that she wouldn't have to, you know, even do it from the road or anything like that. But I mean, she'd been doing well during the pandemic, doing the commentary from home to be with her family as well. So maybe it's one of those things where after spending that time at home during the pandemic, then you get back out to not being at home and you miss it even more. So I'm sure it was a tough decision for her to make. I will definitely miss her. If there was anyone from that family I would like to see stay home, it wouldn't be Beth. but I think she was good. And I think like, and I want to see more women on commentary. And I think that she has been the best woman at it that they've tried. However, I would put that on her being in NXT and being given like room to support and grow rather than being thrown on the main roster commentary like Renee was. I think that you know, Beth has done a really, really good job, and she was a really good sidekick to Wade Barrett, and they were a nice little team.
Yeah, I think you're bang on with Renee as well there, because you know, now that we've obviously heard a lot from her since she left WWE, and she was saying how like Vince can crush your morale just before you're on air, and you're like, oh man. I just read JR's book as well, Under the Black Hat. I've just moved on to Moxley's, but when I read Under the Black Hat, it's his prime years in WWE basically. And he says the same thing, how Vince would like really test you on the headset, and you just think, man, that's just, especially it's for Renee, terrible. Who is someone, exactly, like, you know, it's one thing to do it to JR, who is like a legend, the best that's ever done it, in my opinion, in his prime, in his pomp. But Renee, you know, she's just trying to find her feet. She's making history and stuff. Like, you know, I don't know. I what do I know? I'm not a leader of a wrestling company, but my style of management, I don't know, even on a football pitch, would be everyone you handle differently, right? You wouldn't, you know, some people react to tough love, others don't. I don't know. I feel like it's a weird environment to work in WWE these days. Those that are lucky enough to do so, anyway.
I can't think of anything worse than having your morale crushed just before you go on live TV.
Yeah,
I mean,
camera, bang.
You know, you are in work situations sometimes where people like handle you really badly and will do something just before you have something big to do that just like does crush you and really affects your performance. And I mean, we may not be leaders of a huge wrestling organization, but we can definitely like call out how bad Vince's management is sometimes and stuff like that. It's just terrible. And it didn't work because she didn't last very long in commentary, unfortunately, after they made such a big, you know, hoopla about her being that first woman. Whereas I think with Beth, they made like way less of a deal about her being a woman on commentary. And obviously she was given more space and stuff on NXT, and she really had a better run as a commentator. And hopefully like blazed a better, you know, trail. And that's not saying, you know, that Renee didn't like through her own fault, but hopefully Beth has opened the door to more female commentators coming in.
Yeah. I'd like to see Beth wrestle again. I realize she won't do it full time, but she's only 41. In like to a man, you wouldn't think that's too old. I don't think it's too old for a woman. It's completely up to her whether she wants to wrestle or not. I feel like out of anyone, maybe even more than Trish, who did really well against Charlotte, by the way, the other year, she could work great with some of this generation's women.
Yeah,
she really could.
Beth is one of those women that was unfortunately around at the wrong time. Like, she did have a good career. Like, she, you know, she really did. She's a Hall of Famer. But how better would she do in this current environment, in this post-Divas era environment, when you have other people on the roster like Shayna Baszler and, you know, people like Charlotte and
Bianca Sasha Blair,
Banks, Bianca, you know, people that she could really, really go against. I think that she, if she wants to have a couple of one-off matches, that'd be good. And it would be really good to see, like, she's only 41, as you said, and that's still, like, really young. She could still be an active wrestler, but we know how they treat women, and it'd be great to see them actually bring in a woman to have a good Legends run the way they do with the men. And it would be a Legends run, not because of her age, because she's already in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they. I've said this a million times. They should have used Mickie James better during her final run. But in my opinion, Beth Phoenix is still very much like that attraction. This is not like better than Mickie or anything like that, but they're different because Beth was always, you know, like, if anything, you put Beth in this. That's a terrible nickname. You would put Beth in the same bracket, or I would, as like a China. Very special, like super strong, can do things that other women can do. That's why I think Beth Phoenix has such a legacy. And I'd love to see her do things with today's roster. I just wonder, you know, whether she'd had enough of commentary or, you know, Edge coming back kind of makes a difference. When she first went out to be an announcer, Edge wasn't coming back. That wasn't a thing. He's been back for what, 18, well, two years now? It'd be 2 years in January, wouldn't it, right? So, and she's been there for over three. So I just wonder, I guess things change. I know he's not on the road all the time, but he's a fairly regular performer. So it's all interesting. It really is to think about. But speaking of interesting things, Steph Chase, what about the American Adventure? Talk us through it, because you would have done media at the weekend of All Out, right?
I did the
full gear.
Yeah, I did the full gear post scrum. Yeah.
How was that?
It was really good. It was nice to like see everyone kind of up close in person, you know, see Tony Khan. He's so proud of all his boys. You know, it was he was really great to watch actually and observe during the whole media scrum, because he does have that, you know, pride with people. Like, he has the pride of having CM Punk and Bryan Danielson, but he had he seemed very emotional with Hangman and Hangman being the champion. So that's really cool to see that he has a level of investment, you know, in that kind of almost fan way, even though he's writing the script.
I think it's crazy as well, because he actually said, didn't he, that he'd always mapped out his first four champions and they came to pass. And I'm glad he didn't deviate, because I feel like they've got it spot on.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like they made the right decision with the champions. But yeah, as far as my trip goes, I mean, what do you want to know? I do, cheap plug, have a big video that I'm releasing hopefully tomorrow. It's going to be like 40 minutes long or something, where I like literally go through day by day.
Is it a vlog? Kind of.
I'm going to intersperse, like, because I have a lot of photos and videos and stuff like that, but it's really to quickly explain it before people click on it whenever it comes out. Like, it's about my trip, and I kind of go in depth of my trip, but then it's also about like other things, about the pandemic and my feelings. So it's quite like an emotional video. It's been really hard, like, for me to edit and even watch back, but it's gonna, you know, tell all about my trip as well. There'll be like loads of photos in there as well. But yeah, like, anything you want to know, ask me.
Yeah,
Chicago's the best city ever. Like, I'll say that. I have for so long been like, I want to move to Chicago. I have to go to Chicago. I don't want to move there. I got there and it's like, yeah, but this is it. Like, this is where I want to be. So it was very hard to leave.
That's so good. Did you like I think I saw you maybe attend other wrestling shows while you're out in America.
Yeah. I attended a show by First Wrestling in Minneapolis that had Dante Martin on it. It had Hayan, a friend from Revs Pro, on it. It was a really, really good show. It was lots of fun. It was in Fifth Avenue. It's like a famous music venue. So the venue was really cool as well. Mm. And that was great. That was the day after Full Gear. So it was like a nice little come down. And then I also attended a freelance wrestling show. I think that was streamed like live on Fight TV at the time. That was in Chicago. Really, really good. Kelly Ray returned in that show. And we had... Effie was in the main event. It was very, like, a lot of fun. It was very cool to, like, be watching indie wrestling in Chicago. Like, that's the kind of thing I wanted. I wanted to see some, like, proper, like, dirty indie wrestling. and I got it. You know, it was, I can't even describe what kind of a building it was in. It was in one of those American kind of hall things, like, veteran hall type things, but it was very, very cool. I enjoyed that show a lot. So it's nice to see some indie stuff too. I saw I don't know how many times I saw Dan the Dad wrestle in my trip, but it was at least
was he everywhere.
He's getting booked all over.
That guy's making cash. Guys, if you have questions for Steph about her trip or anything else for that matter, by the way, Ultra Chat is the way you're guaranteed to get rid of. But in the live chat, you know what we've been doing lately? Just write Q, hash, and then right away. And if I see that you have a good question, I will make sure that Steph and I try and get to it. Steph, did you have a Juicy Lucy in Minneapolis?
I did not.
I mean, Uptown Avondale, please feel free to explain what that is. I'm going to assume, when I was in New Orleans, I drank hand grenades. So I'm assuming a Juicy Lucy is something local drink. I don't
know. One thing I really liked drink wise was the fact that all the bars had so much White Claw. That was great because I love a White Claw, but you know, over in the UK it's kind of hard to get and very overpriced, but America, everywhere White Claws all around.
They knew Steph was coming. Harris GTA says, I have an important question. Will Newcastle get relegated this season? Oh, Harris, why have you got to bring me down? Why have you got a why have you got a scupper my mood? No. So we haven't won a game yet, and it's December. That's a pretty bad omen. We're cut adrift. We are the richest club in the world now, but I don't know how much we can do to recover by January. The Christmas period is going to be so important. If we pick up a couple of victories, then I think we will stay up because we'll get reinforcements in January. But I'm honestly not holding my breath. I'm bracing for us going down to come back up. We suck. But anyway, there you have it. It's a cheeseburger, Uptown Avondale says.
I see that with cheese in the inside. Oh, I would not eat that. Yeah. I would not eat that at all. American diet is very limited. Like I see Aztec Warriors question.
Yeah.
It's relevant here. So basically all I ate in America, because I'm not really that into a lot of the food there, was Taco Bell and Panda Express. So Panda Express was like the cheat meal option. Like I had a Panda Express on my birthday and all other days it was usually Taco Bell or Chipotle. Because I eat a lot of I eat a lot of burritos.
Yeah, I am. I always have an awful diet when I go to America, like awful. I always end up having like burgers and all. Yeah,
I'm the opposite. I eat nothing.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, I mean, this time I tried to really change it. So I was in the same hotel as the Talon in New York. So like the first day I got there, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to have some wings. Can't go wrong, wings, chicken. I'll have some buffalo wings. Like the buffalo wings in America, I think, are exponentially hotter than they are in the UK. in the UK, it's like a nice, like, twang. Jesus Christ, they took my head off in the hotel. I was like, oh my God, I need a drink. And the Street Profits and Bianca were literally the table over. And I could, Tez was definitely laughing at my struggles. But anyway, I'd already paid Steph, so I was like, I'm gonna eat it.
Like, yeah.
I'm not gonna not eat these now, even though they're taking my head off. But there was a few like chance meetings in the hotel. Like I was in the elevator with Drew the day before. We went to like a Special Olympics event, and they did bowling. So there was one team that was like Stephanie McMahon. There was one that was Drew. There was one that was Nikki Ash, who was perfect for that sort of thing, by the way. And Rhea Ripley and Otis and Chad Gable were the other team. But Drew was like, yeah, seriously, I'm really bad at bowling. And I thought he was having me on, but he is shit. Here's some inside information for everyone. He is so bad at bowling. I actually have a video of it that I might share one day, but I don't want to get heat with him. So anyway, and I went to work out the morning of Survivor Series, Steph, 8 a.m. I thought, I'm going to get downstairs, get my shit in. Who was in the gym? And this gym, by the way, it was no bigger than my living room. It was like for a gym, small. Charlotte Flair's in there going to work. And her workout, Jesus Christ. Like, I've never felt so unfit. Like, she wasn't just lifting. Like, it was like a whole rolling set of stuff. I was just like, oh my God. And I was just standing there in the corner, like curling, like pathetically. She was like, you know, because she was like, I'm not joking, like dominating about 80% of the gym. And I was just like, oh. When she left shortly after that, and I finished up what I was doing, and then getting out the elevator was Tyson Kidd, who, by the way, is in great shape.
Yeah. He looks in great shape.
Yeah, he really is. So that was kind of cool about the New York trip. I saw Big E as well after Survivor Series and chatted with him a little bit in the lobby. But yeah, it was a pretty cool experience from that standpoint. But the only other thing on food, which is the original point I was going to make, I went in New York by the Brooklyn Bridge to a place called Grimaldi's. Seriously, that pizza is absolutely unbelievable. I don't know if anyone has any... Anyone in this chat has any prior experience with this place, but it was recommended to me as some of the best pizza in New York. And my God, it is amazing. Seriously, if you ever get the chance, Steph, you got to do it.
I tried some Chicago pizza.
Ooh.
That was nice, but just like one slice of pepperoni. What's meant to be a whole pizza?
What do you think will be your next American trip, Steph? Do you think it'll be the next AEW pay-per-view?
Oh, it'd be Revolution, 100%. Yeah.
Where is that?
We don't know yet.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn. Yes.
I mean, see, I don't mind.
Everyone knows. Grimaldi's. What a place. Yeah. I don't mind either. I definitely want to go to the next AEW one.
I mean, I went to Minnesota, so
yeah, like,
it doesn't You'll matter to me where anywhere. Things are.
Yeah,
Minnesota was really, really nice, though. I have to say, I thought it was really lovely. Very cold, but Chicago was very cold as well. Like it snowed on the morning of Full Gear, which I thought was magical, though. I was just being like, Fitting. Oh, it's so magical, you know, it's snowing. And yeah, and it was very cold in Chicago as well.
There you go.
Returning to my channel. Well, I'm hopefully posting this video tomorrow. Yeah. So, and then next week.
Well, AEW Weekly.
Yeah, I'll go back to that next week. I just have to get this video done, and I have to get this video out, and I have to just get it out there before I do anything else. But you know, it's gonna be an interesting one. But yeah, it was so much fun though, the trip. Like, I can't believe, like, I mean, going to Full Gear, it's weird because, like, obviously Full Gear is the big event, right? Mm-hmm. And going to that was amazing. But then after Full Gear, I had like 11 days till the Dynamite, something like that. And going to the Dynamite, I think, like, felt bigger for me. Maybe it's because of the whole Miss Dynamite thing. And then, like, obviously I was in the front, like, the front row for it, which was insane.
So, is that just by chance or what? Like, you paid to the front row?
I did not pay to be in the front row.
Oh, you're so lucky. You know what? I'll tell you what I thought about. You were there for the MJF CM Punk promo exchange.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I don't even talk about that on my video, so I'll talk about that quickly now. Like, what I do talk about in my video is I love CM Punk so much, and that was part of the reason why I stayed on to the Dynamite in Chicago to see Punk in Chicago. And I was very upset about not being at Punk's return. Like, I think that's, like, one of the saddest things that ever happened to me, like, to not be there for that moment. But then to see him in Chicago and that promo that they did, you know, it was so long. And I've seen some, like, mixed reactions on it. But to be there live, Punk doing that, Punk doing that, like, in Chicago and, like, front of his crowd, whatever, was just amazing. And yeah, and it was just really, really cool. And Punk in Chicago is everything, you know, that you'd want from Punk in Chicago. Like, he came out at the end afterwards. I know I posted a video of him in Britt Baker's jacket and stuff, and then he came out and, like, shook hands with the crowd and stuff, and I was, like, right in front of CM Punk, like, oh my gosh, it's just amazing. It's like amazing place to see him in, and I'm so glad I got to see him in Chicago.
I'm jealous. I assume it's the equivalent of when I eventually see The Rock, basically.
You see him in Miami? Where do you want to
see him? Yeah, exactly. Or, like, you know, but I guess Alex, Hollywood's his hometown now.
Be honest, Alex, where you got it, you didn't see The Rock in New York?
Yeah, of course I was, but I was kind of clued. I didn't like report on it or anything, but, like, I'd not been told that he wasn't going to be there, but basically, yeah, kind of.
Well,
did
you feel like that they duped all the fans with their presentation?
A little. So, like,
because I 100% felt like, as everyone knows from Twitter, I felt like that.
I mean, I was in the arena, right? So the throughout the night. I don't know how many times they did this on TV, but presumably they did. They played this little package, right? It was, "If you smell," and then it was like his best moments or whatever. And the first time they did that in the arena, everyone was like, "Ah!" Like, the pop was really big, right? Yeah. And we were like, "Oh!" But then obviously we realized that was just a video. Yeah. And so, like, people were still, the reason I say all that is because people in the arena definitely were still hoping. Right, like, they were holding out hope that he might be there, and then this egg story kind of continued on, and everyone was like, this is curious. So then, even more so on the Monday, they're like, "Oh, maybe he'll turn up tomorrow." You know, this mystery egg story. No, it's just Austin Theory getting a title shot.
I don't see how anyone in that arena could not have thought he was coming, and I think that there's sometimes I know, like, so many people tried to argue with me on Twitter about this, but people, if you're on Twitter and you're kind of like clued in, even if you had reported this, like, people there are not going to be reading that stuff. There's a lot of people who are just fans, like pure fans, like
vast, you know, majority
families, like they really are. They're not reading, you know, your stuff, no offense, not reading The Observer. They're not getting that clued in. They're attending a show, like as kids or as a family, seeing all these packages of The Rock and making a big deal about him, a silly egg storyline, and probably thinking The Rock's coming. You know, and you can't blame them for thinking that. And you can't blame people at home, I think, for thinking that either.
I mean, and that's the other thing, like Roman's in the main. You know, he wins. That too. He wins, like... And you think, you know, it was kind of this little bit after he wins because it was clean as well, pretty much, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, the show's over, is it? Like, they felt like there was more and the crowd felt that. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, no one's coming out then.
I can see that, yeah.
It was, there was definitely a feeling in the arena, a bit like, oh, man. Like I said, I'd kind of been told, don't get your hopes up, so I didn't.
But that's so, it's even shit to tell you not to get your hopes up when he's just not coming. It's so bad. I think if it was, like, I don't know, I think if any other kind of form of entertainment type thing did that, like, they'd be so, like, just rigged through the cold for it. But we have to, we're like, it's wrestling. They lie to us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's basically how we live. It's wrestling. They lie to us.
They specifically, yes. It's weird. Like, I obviously, like, I'm desperate to at least see The Rock do something at some stage live.
Have you never seen him live?
No. So I know you did for Fox.
I saw the
you?
Fox thing, yeah.
You.
That pop was huge. And not only that, and I'm sure you know this, when we got the backstage chair, when we were in gorilla position, he was right out behind the curtain practicing. So close to Dwayne.
God.
They would have had to hold you back, man.
Yeah, I just want to be, now I want to be close to you because you were close to him. That's it. I want to.
Wow.
Want to fit, I know. No.
I don't know. What were you mimicking?
Just getting his general ambience. Onto me.
Oh, no, yeah, his ambience. Okay.
Yeah, ambience. Yeah, that was because I went with Alistair to New York. So he went with you to LA. So that's how I'd heard the stories, much to my upsetting. But there you go. What are you gonna do? I believe, and I will be quoted on this. I believe there's only one match left for The Rock. There's no last run, none of that malarkey. One match, Roman, WrestleMania. He wants to do that. Do the favors. Same like Rock and Hogan all those years ago, but this generation's. Mm-hmm. And I do believe it will happen at the Hollywood Mania. Mm-hmm. I have to be there just on the premise that I believe it will happen. But I think that'll be my last chance. I really do.
I think that'll be it for him too. I just wish they didn't start trying to build it now when he's not showing up, you know? Like,
Moved back? Because wasn't Hollywood meant to be this year? Wasn't it? 37?
Yeah, I think it was.
So we would have been there already. We would have done it. Like, but then would the Tribal Chief have happened? Probably not, because that only happened because we was in the pandemic and Roman went away and then came back. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if he'd...
And I actually can't imagine. I'm not saying the match wouldn't have happened. I'm sure it would have, but I can't imagine it being any good if Roman wasn't the Tribal Chief. Like, not saying
exactly
he's not good, but that Roman bland character that people didn't like going up against The Rock would not be the same as, like, the Tribal Chief going against The Rock. Like, that's something else. You know, he's such a different person now, and it's really good that he's been given this time to grow and become basically worthy of the spot, because, you know, we're not stupid. He's getting this match because he's Roman's cousin, but at the same time, he is actually worthy of it now. And that's the really good thing, that they have, the family connection, but the guy's worthy. You know, he's made himself worthy by being so great for the past year.
That is the perfect point, because we were told for so long this is the guy. This is your guy, right? Yeah. Like it basically, it was like, come on, believe it, take it. And for so long, we were like, you can't just book someone. You can't just tell us it's the guy. But now he actually is the guy. He is WWE's biggest star by a long way. One of the biggest stars in wrestling.
And he always had it in him.
He did.
He just needed to be given something that suited him and let him show it. Because there's always been something about Roman in interviews and stuff where he's always come off better than he ever did with like silly WWE stuff. And this way that they present him now, everything about him is much more the person that he always should have been. So I'll be happy when he gets that match with The Rock, because he does deserve it. And even if people say at the time it's just because he's his cousin, it's like, yeah, but he deserves it. It's, you know, he deserves it.
Before we go, I've got two questions for you. One, what did you make of the second Punk MJF exchange yesterday?
Not as good. I did not like Punk's like Larry David line, and I didn't like
the Britt Baker line.
I didn't like the Britt Baker line. I have to say, like, so with this, I'll be quick, but like MJF is like the person that we've wanted Punk to go against, like, you know, from the beginning, because he's the major heel, and I love Punk so much. I do think Eddie Kingston showed up Punk, and I don't think MJF is showing up Punk, but I think that there is kind of a disconnect, and I think that the real issue is that MJF will say anything. Like, he has said some horrid things he really, really has. So we all know what we want MJF to say to Punk, and that is we want him to mention Colt Cabana. And he's doing the, you know, he basically talked about killing Punk's dog last night, which is terrible, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that's just kind of like, that's just a heel line, but an extreme heel line, but it's just a heel line. You're not bringing up anything that's actually like, whoa, I can't believe he said that. And that place, because this Cabana thing will always be like hanging over Punk's head, because we don't know. And people that are like, you know, very invested CM Punk fans, like myself, like we, like if Punk's on commentary and Cabana's in a match, it's like you're on the edge of your seat being like, will he mention him? So if MJF does not mention that, then I think that's kind of us being told that Punk didn't want him to, because of all the stuff that MJF's got away with mentioning to other people. So I think that this promo on, we'll have to see how they escalate it, because they obviously haven't set the match yet. There's many more weeks to go.
They've got time.
This promo, I think, on Dynamite, it was too WWE. And I do think sometimes MJF can be too WWE, but he's like, you know, when they used to do Hollyoaks at night and there was all the sex, like, so he's like WWE at night, you know, he's like an adult version of something that's meant to be.
Hollyoaks! Oh, God. What a time to be alive.
But yeah, so that's what I thought of that promo.
I like it. MJF is Hollyoaks late. second.
I hope he never hears that or gets the reference. I'm done for.
He might not know. Sting and Darby, tag champs?
I'd love that so much. This is really lame, but last night when Sting wrestled on Dynamite, I actually cried.
Real tears!
I cried real tears, because I have loved Sting since I was a child. And I did once shake Sting's hand when I was a kid and forgot to let it go, and it was awkward. And then I saw him like again so up close on Dynamite, and I was like looking through my picture being like, I can't believe I was that close to Sting again. And then I have all these like emotional feelings of like how happy I am for what Sting is able to do now, because his time in WWE like crushed my heart, but I'm over it now because he's having this amazing run. So to see him like just on this match in Dynamite with Darby, like, it was so, so good. And it's just funny that Billy Gunn was there too. Like, that's just an added, this is the biggest moment of Billy Gunn's life. But I could see them be tag champs, because AEW does have like a semi problem with, you know, the tag division, and only with the Bucks did the tag belts, you know, recently, have they seemed like anything? But then the Bucks story has always been connected to the Elite story, and you had Kenny with the belt as well. And the Lucha Bros, great that they have the belts, totally deserving. Have they done anything, you know, like, not really? Like, there's not, like, I don't know. So I could see Sting and Darby, like, great father-son tag team. You know, the first ever AEW father-son tag team, second champs, second ever in at wrestling, I don't know, Dominic and Ray. Obviously, Sting and Darby are more legitimate father and son than Dominic and Ray, because we all know who Dominic's dad is, but Sting and Darby are for real.
Boy, I'm glad I asked you those questions. Steph, thank you. I'm so glad we've got to hook up again on a Thursday, because it has been legitimately too long.
It has been too long.
So tell the people when they can hopefully the video in the next couple of days.
And yeah, where they're hopefully find your work. Tomorrow. Go subscribe to my YouTube, Stephanie Chase Wrestling. Turn on a notification and you'll see exactly when the video comes out. It's going to be long. Please watch it. I'm going to put timestamps on so you can skip through all my emotional baggage if you just want to know about the trip. And go follow me on Twitter at Stephanie M. Chase, where it's a mixture of photos and tweets about WWE being bad and then tweets about AEW being good.
That's a great summary. I am off work for the rest of this week, so you won't see me posting.
Very nice.
Interviewed. I know. I've been when I got back from New York, I was only home for 3 days, and then I went to Valencia for a different Formula E, different thing. I only got home yesterday, so like I said to work, like, seriously, I need 3 or 4 days here. So settling back in with my family, I'll get back to posting interviews and snippets next week. But yes, until then, I'll be back tomorrow, of course. You know how that goes, 8 p.m. here on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. And make sure you check out Steph's video. Subscribe there, subscribe here, thumbs up, all that good stuff. But until then, thank you